Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview, who I'm happy to have with me here. In the studio, I have Callie Simmons, the Natural Resource Specialist for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, and Kevin Heller, the Program Coordinator in the Contaminated Sites Program at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to have you both in town. And those are some long titles, but they're very relevant because we're here to talk about an event happening tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the Harrigan Centennial Building. It is a Contaminated Sites community meeting and dinner. So I just want to start right there. What is that?
Yeah, great question. We are hosting a community meeting tonight. I just want to plug first, we're going to have free dinner and great door prizes to get people in. And we're going to talk about what are contaminated sites, what does that mean for Sitka, what are some examples in our community. And we really want to hear from people in our community about how we can address these sites, what areas you might be concerned about, and ending with a mapping activity and sort of re-envisioning, spending a little time re-envisioning about what maybe some of these sites could look like.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, Kevin. Such a great explanation. And I do want to add, too, that we're going to also have some resources available on how brownfield specifically in this contaminated sites ecosystem are able to be addressed. So what are the funding sources out there? What are some success stories? What have we done in the past? And we're going to have some partners there with us to be able to support us in kind of that mission and that meeting tonight.
Excellent. Well, you've said a couple of things that I think we could maybe answer if I find out a little bit about what your jobs exactly are, because you're talking about contaminated sites and you also use this term brownfields. Both of those things might not mean to listeners what they mean to you both. So what is the work that you do? And then maybe how does that relate to what you're here tonight to do?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I would like to start out by maybe giving some definitions. So contaminated sites for us and the contaminated site world is really a broad term that we use to cover a bunch of different options that are out there when thinking about how do we categorize different types of sites. So there are various sites like the formerly used defense sites, which are pretty common here in Alaska, or the Native American Land Environmental Mitigation Program, Contaminated Site Program. We have ANCSA contaminated sites. So there are a lot of different contaminated sites. But tonight, what we're focusing on are sites called brownfields. And brownfields specifically are abandoned or underutilized sites with known or suspected contamination that hinders its reuse or redevelopment. And so that can really hinder a community's opportunity to be able to grow and redevelop these lands into affordable housing, solar energy, alternative energy sources, back to subsistence, cultural parks. So it really just runs the gamut of what you can really do with the Brownfields program. And it really brings together a coalition of partners from across our tribal communities, local city, et cetera.
So one local example of a brown site might be the pulp mill. Is that right, Callie?
Yeah.
Okay. But then maybe, Kevin, you could give us an example of a brown field within Alaska, kind of the whole gamut from start to finish. What could you give us an example of that?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I just want to give a shout out to Callie. She is one of the one of the tribal response program coordinators that are in Alaska, and we have about 20 of them. And so we work closely together to offer technical assistance and support to address brownfields specifically through our program at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. And so I just want to give a shout out for all of her work, because her work is so important, and she's been a wonderful colleague to be able to work with. So just to give a quick local shout out.
Great job, Kelly.
And yes. Also take it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and very, very privileged to work with her in the Sitka Tribe of Alaska in addressing contaminated sites, as we have historically with the tribe. But to kind of give an example is that we have a number of examples here in Alaska. They could be old BIA schools, old tank farms, auto body shops, laundromats, gas stations, anything that really anything and everything. And so, for example, we've been working with a community out in Western Alaska that had an old city tank farm, and this old tank farm was able to meet the definition of a brownfield. So it was abandoned, underutilized, with suspected or known contamination, and it had a plan for reuse. The community wanted to reuse the site. And it met eligibility standards, and so that we were able to apply for an assessment. So through the Environmental Protection Agency, we get this money, and there are other funding streams. So we apply for an assessment. We're able to get an environmental site assessment done. And what that does after identification is that it allows us to see, okay, what type of contamination is there? How big is it? You know, where is it spread to? And it's able to give us kind of a general report for the site, which helps us apply for then cleanup funding. So once the site's identified and then assessed, then we can apply for cleanup funding. And that cleanup funding allows us to go ahead and actually go in and either get rid of the soil or in the sense of, you know, clean up the soil in various ways or water, whichever the medium might be. And then from there, going through all of this process, we're able to have kind of these envisioning sessions and be able to build support from the community to say, okay, how do we reimagine this site and what do we want into the future? And the place that we're working out, the community we're working with in Western Alaska, they want affordable housing for visitors when they come to the community to install, you know, infrastructure or when family comes, and they want to do a local coffee shop at the bottom.
Amazing. Love and that. you, Kevin, and your program oversees this whole part from the assessment. You get the funding revenue for the different steps, you apply for the different parts, and you're kind of overseeing the full project from this assessment stage to like it becoming a functional coffee shop.
So we specifically, yes, like we also, what we do is that we can apply for the funding based on if that's where the community wants to move forward with it. And there are different eligibility standards, but what we can do is that we do kind of see it through the process all the way through, hopefully, redevelopment. And historically, the Brownfields program hasn't been very largely funded, but it did get a big infusion of money, and it has been historically highly bipartisan. Just because it is talking about cleaning up contaminated lands and redevelopment for economic incentives and for community well-being. And with that, what we're able to do is, you know, walk that through and kind of see that to the end, ideally. And with this infusion of money from the bipartisan infrastructure law, we've been able to do a lot more assessments and cleanups generally. But there are tons of other sources out there, which we're going to cover at tonight's meeting.
Okay, yeah. So speaking of tonight's meeting, I'd like to hear just a little bit more about that, Callie. This sounds very exciting, but tonight we'll be looking specifically, it's for people to come out and talk specifically about areas around Sitka. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? Like, who are the people who should come out and what are these sites like? Like, what should people bring when they come?
Yeah. I would say anybody and everybody's welcome. I know a lot of the things that we are talking about are sort of complicated, kind of high-level terms. You don't have to be an expert in Brownfields. Even if you've never heard that word or contaminated sites, please come out. If you care about clean water, clean land, access to subsistence, things like that, we want to hear from you. So you don't have to come with a specific area in mind. But if you do, we want to hear from you about maybe a site in your neighborhood that's a lot that you haven't seen used in a while, or feedback on an area that you would like to see redeveloped if you have an idea, things like that. And even if you want to just learn more and hear about the great work that is being done in our community and across the state, I think we've got something for everyone.
Okay, yes, that sounds great. So if people have questions before they come out tonight, they should reach out to you, Callie, that right? How should people connect with you?
I think the easiest way to reach me is through my email, which is on the community calendar, but it's Callie, Callie.Simmons, Simmons, at sikatribe-nsn.gov.
Okay, not
too
bad.
You can also call the tribe's main office, too, and get connected.
Okay, and do you have that number or offhand? Maybe
I
not.
I don't, so off the top of my head.
That's all right. You did mention the community calendar. That's a great place to go to kcaw.org, and you can look up the email address and likely the phone number as well. Or you can just come out tonight, 6:30 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. You'll get a free meal, maybe win a door prize. You'll get to chat with Kevin and Callie and learn about brown sites and bring your own ideas as well. So something that it sounds like a lot of listeners would be interested in. I have been speaking with Kevin Heller, the program coordinator in the Contaminated Sites Program at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and Sitka's own Callie Simmons, the natural resource specialist at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Thank you both for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.